Conley is mentioning the things that he went through the past few years, 4 years ago, or four and a half, whatever it's been right now. And this man sitting right here, ain't been just a few years ago, before I was a pastor here, went up to fill in. He'd had some heart issues, things of that nature, and just what, a couple of years ago, had a stroke. And look, poor God's still got him a carrying the word, still got him a preaching the gospel. And I appreciate this man. I thank the Lord for what he stands for and what he stands with. And as we've already said, let's listen to what God sent our way tonight. You come on, mind the Lord, brother.
Well, it's good to be here at Community Chapel tonight. I desire your prayers. If there's ever anybody that stood before you that was weak and unworthy and unlearned, it's me. I know that. But I also know that God's able to do what's necessary and what's needful. That's my desire. Not in the name of this flesh. There's not any glory for man in it. It's all in Jesus Christ. And so I desire your prayers. I won't maybe be long speaking, won't take a lot of time. Gotta go as the Lord would lead us. And I will say this, Brother Ben. The scripture been on my mind for several days. And when you called, like the Lord put the stamp on it. So I'm persuaded in that, and I'm thankful for that. So this is not old Tom here. It's what the Lord is putting on my heart.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 37.
Yes,
most of you probably already know what this chapter is about.
Yes,
Ezekiel chapter 37. Not going to read all of this at first. Would like to read the first verse. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Let me read a couple more verses. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. I believe we'll stop there. You know the story. I'm sure everybody in here has read this, heard it preached, studied it, made it in Sunday school or whatever. But kind of to paraphrase just for a little bit here, pray for me now. He said that the bones came together, bone to his bone, and talked about the flesh and the sinews coming up on them, and he talked about that there was no breath in them. He told Ezekiel to prophesy to the wind and to breathe upon these. So that happened, and they received the breath, and it said, on down in there, down the 10th verse, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. So you see what's taking place here. God has sent, he just said, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Let me say something right there real quick. Nothing better in this world, brothers and sisters, than if the hand of the Lord is on you, hand of the Lord is guiding and directing you, giving you insight, blessing your heart and soul, answering your prayers. That's the best thing in this world that you could ever have or hope for. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. That's good. That's important that takes place. That the hand of the Lord will bring the Holy Spirit of God upon our hearts and lives. That's what I need more than anything in this world, if I know anything. I need the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
Brother, to guide and to lead and direct. Help me down this life's way. And I appreciate what God has done for me, Brother Dean mentioned. been through some health issues, but the Lord brought me through.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. Now here's what I want to get to, the Lord being my helper. Let me start reading at the 11th verse. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, I say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost, and we are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit in you. Listen to this. This is important. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Look what a testimony that these people are receiving. They've already heard the story about the bones, bone coming to bone and standing up with a breath in them and being an exceeding great army. Brother, I tell you, tonight the Lord, Jesus Christ, has been with us down through the years. He's taken charge, if you will, and brought us to this place in our lives. He said, I'm going to open your grave and bring you out. That sounds like salvation to me, brother.
Amen.
That sounds like when the Lord comes by, brother, that man is dead in this world, the Lord will save his soul.
Amen.
Bring him out.
Amen.
In the power and the Spirit of God. That's what I love.
Amen.
When God comes by. When the Lord, brother, comes in our presence. When the Holy Spirit comes by. Brother, there's nothing like it in this world. Now, he's talked to them about the bones, coming to bone, being an exceeding great army, standing up, the Lord taking him by the hand. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out into this valley. Look what Ezekiel is seeing. And now the Lord is saying, I'm going to take you, I'm going to bring you out of your graves. Now, here's what's on our heart. Never preached this before, Brother Dean. This is what the Lord put on my heart. He said in the 14th verse, And shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Listen, verse 15. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, It's important, isn't it? This is real. This is good. This is what the Lord is saying. Brother, when the Lord speaks, it's important.
Amen.
It's time to listen. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. You get that? Right. He's telling them, take two sticks. Take a stick, write the name of Judah on the one, and the name of Joseph or Ephraim. And in both situations, he said, and the children of Israel. This is what's on our mind. The Lord is bringing together. The Lord is uniting. The whole house of Israel. Listen to this, he said. In verse 17, And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in mine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, What wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and I will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. Let me tell you what I'm seeing here, what the Lord told me about this, was kind of revealed. I'm not smart enough to know anything like this, but what the Lord was telling me in this is, you know, there's a natural man, and there's a spiritual man. He tells us that back in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You hear it at the graveside a lot of times. This mortal must put on immortality. This this corruptible must put on incorruption. Then he goes on down and says there's a natural man and there's a spiritual man. Here, this tribe of or the people of Israel had been separated for many years, for a long time, and now he's bringing them together. You know what the Lord shows us in that? There is a natural man and a spiritual man. I'm a natural man in the flesh, but of the spirit. Thank God he's put it in my heart and my soul. Brother needs to come together. There's one, if you will, the man of the natural has to be the same as the man in the spiritual. I mean, excuse me, I may not be getting that just right. What I'm seeing is, you know, if we're not awful careful, we'll try to separate what we hear back in the prayer room, be it the Savior and the Lord. We recognize Jesus Christ as our Savior. We need to recognize Him also as our Lord. Is that what was said?
Amen.
And this what we're reading to you here is the natural man. It's pretty easy to say, well, I'm going to church three times a week. The rest of the time, I'm just on my own. No. No, you're not. You need to realize that 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 30 days in the month, 365 days in the year, brother, we're in the hand of the Lord.
Amen.
We need to realize, brother, it's the power of God and rest upon us. We need to put the Spirit of God first, foremost in our hearts and lives. Brother, let the Word of God, brother, prevail in our hearts and lives.
Amen.
Get the old natural man out of the way.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty easy to do, isn't it? Just let the old natural man take over.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. I'll confess to you. This hits me more than I guess than anybody in the house. What am I seeing here is if we're truly born again children of God, the Spirit of God needs to guide and lead. We're not in the Spirit all the time. I know that. Remember, John said in the first chapter of Revelation, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Remember that? And he was. And look what he saw. If we would not let this whole natural Adam nature have rule in our hearts, then the Holy Spirit of God can come in and lead and guide and direct. He said, write one name upon one stick. Write another name up on the other stick and join them one to another into one stick. Something come to my mind before I come over here. It's getting ready. If you got an old, he just said join them together. I don't know if you could wrap one around another or you'd use something to tie them together. It don't say. But what come to my mind is an old dead stick, hard and dry. It'd be hard to do much with it, wouldn't it? But if you have a green, what we call a green stick or a live stick, well, you can bend that thing and you can wrap two together. You can do a lot with that. But on a dry stick, but I don't want to be a dry stick. I don't want to be left out in the cold. I don't want to be a wanderer. I want to praise God. I want to live for God the rest of my days.
Amen.
Well, He gives me a little.
Old
dry stick.
Yeah.
Not much good for anything, but just to start a fire with.
Yeah.
Piece of kindling.
Yeah.
Join them together. And I hope you're getting this.
Amen.
A natural being. I know we got responsibility. But got to go to work in the morning. Got to make a living. I'm retired, but I worked at the same place for 32 years. Didn't have a choice. I had to go to work to support a family. I know we got natural responsibilities, things we have to do, even some of us that are retired. But we also have spiritual responsibilities. I owe him my life.
Amen.
I owe God, Jesus Christ, everything that's within me.
Amen.
He's the one that saved me. I don't have to face the devil's hell like the rich man. Join them together. Can you see that? I hope that's good. Join it together. Let the spiritual man rule and lead and guide. Not just it's Sunday night and Monday morning I can just be on my own. I can just do whatever I want to. No. We need to join them together. That's what I see in this. These two groups of Israelites, God's people, had gotten separated. God was saying, bring them together. Can these dry bones live? He said, yeah, Lord, you know. God knows. I don't want to be just some old dry bones thrown out in the wilderness. I had opportunity years ago. My youngest son went to work at Yellowstone. And I rode out there with him and flew back. But we had a day in between there to just kind of get out and roam around and see some of the sights in Yellowstone. But we got out off of the beaten trail. He didn't want to take the trails. He wanted to get in the wilderness. And we run across where an animal had died and the skeleton was just right there in every piece in its place. Dry bones. There was no life left there anymore. But there's evidence that it had been there. There's evidence that we didn't even know what kind of animal it was, just honestly. We couldn't figure it out. Maybe a mountain lion, kind of what the size that it looked like. But I don't want to be just an old dry bone. I want the Lord to use, to direct, to guide. Let me go on if I can. Nineteenth verse. Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and I will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. I believe that's what the Lord's wanting out of us. And our natural life and our earthly life to be one. One saved, born again Christian for God Almighty. Verse 21, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. Remember what back in the Old Testament when the children of Israel had crossed over into the land of Canaan? The Bible says in one place there were seven tribes that had not claimed their inheritance in the land of Canaan. And Joshua, I believe it was Joshua, said, how long are you slack to claim that what God's given? How long? How long do we wait till we get where God would have us to be? How long are we going to wait till we gain possess the land that God's given us? He's given us some land if you don't but know it. And I'll make them one nation and the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And there shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. One more point, let me get to it if I can. There'll be one king. Before they had two kings. When there's two nations, Israel and Judah. Now he said, we'll bring them together and we'll have one king. What about who's king in our life? Brother, who's listening to us? Who's taking care of us? Brother, who's feeding us?
Amen.
Who's giving us direction? Who's doing the will of God in our life, brother? Who's showing us which way to go?
Amen.
What to do when to say this or when to say that. One King. We've got one King tonight. I'm proud to say the King. Brother, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He settled the house of David. Brother, it's God in this world. It's Jesus Christ, the leader.
Amen.
The beholder, the blesser of our soul. The guidance. The direction that we get only comes from Him. Oh, wait a minute, Tom. I can figure that out for myself. Can you? Can you? Will it be the right decision? No, we need that one guiding Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
To lead us, teach us, and guide us. That's what He's just saying. That's the benefit of bringing this together. I thought about the manna today. Maybe off the subject a little bit. The children of Israel out in the wilderness needed something to eat. You know the story. God sent them manna. Bread from heaven, if you will. God took care of them. They were in a situation they couldn't do for themselves. I've been there lots of times. I couldn't save myself. I couldn't lead and guide and direct. But God did. God could and God did direct our hearts and lives. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of their own dwelling places, whether they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. Several times down here, He says, they'll be my people, I'll be their God. He's Lord and God over us. Not just the Savior, but also our Lord. Not just giving us the law, so to speak, but also giving us comfort. You know what? Everybody needs, every once in a while, everybody needs a little hug, don't we? We need a little loving spirit about us. Somebody giving that to us. We need that. That's what God does. So that's what the Holy Spirit of God does. Comes right in and puts His arms around you, just holds you up close. That's what the Spirit does. That's what I need. Let me try to hurry. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, that so they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Notice, I'm going to cleanse them up. I'm going to clean them up. What I need to be cleaned up. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they. Listen to this part. This is good. Talking about the land. They're going to dwell in the land. Even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. That's three generations. Your children, and your children's children. That's a good promise, isn't it?
Amen.
That's a good promise. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, and my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. This sanctuary is the place of God. I wrote down a little bit of definition before I left the house. A sacred place, talking about the sanctuary, a sacred place, most revered part of the temple at Jerusalem. And it contained the holiest of holies, if you remember. Now the tabernacle, that's the sanctuary. The tabernacle was basically a tent that the children of Israel took. They'd take it and they'd set it up when they journeyed in the wilderness or wherever they were. And when they stopped, they'd set up the tabernacle. When they got ready to move, they'd take it down. It was a tent that they could do that with. But let's listen to what he was saying. He said, "My sanctuary is going to be with you." I believe the sanctuary, brethren, can be right in here. I know he's in the church. I know he's in the whole body of the Christian universe. I know he's everywhere. But when the sanctuary is there in your heart and soul, when the Lord's are coming back, well, the blessing your heart and spring healing himself to you, well, that's the best place you can ever be.
Sanctuary of God.
Take two sticks, put them together. What is he saying? I need to take this old natural man and let the spiritual man have the root.
Right.
That's the message.
Amen.
But that's it.
Appreciate you. I'm thankful today. As he's preaching that the kingdom of God comes not with observation, but with envy. I'm thankful that he put a sanctuary in the midst of my tabernacle. I'm thankful, you know what? In that day, there was nobody besides the priest that could go into that sanctuary. There's nobody that could go in there. But when Christ came, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. And it was exposed, and it was there to where it could be seen by all. I'm thankful what's down on the inside of the child of God is not hidden from the world. I'm thankful that veil's been rent, Tom. When these two things get bound together, you know what the world's going to see? It's going to see this tabernacle in line with the sanctuary. That's what this brother's preaching to us here today. I'm thankful for that God does down in the midst and in the heart of his people. These old dry bones can live. They sure can, but you know what it takes? The breath of God. It takes him bringing the sinews together and joint to joint. It takes him putting these things together. You know what binds these two sticks together? The Spirit.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought while he was preaching in that, I was thinking about things that gets bound together, you know, and gets tied together. He said a threefold cord's not quickly broken.
Yeah.
Well, you take the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and you get them two sticks tied together with that right there, they're not quickly broken. I'm thankful that the Lord binds some things in our life. I sure am. I appreciate the Word of God tonight.